Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is being a super duper radio executive, and he'll join us in about an hour today. And this hour we have Open Phone Friday for the full hour. We're going to crank up Radio Graffiti, which means when you call Daniel, Dan the man who's answering the calls today at 800-228-0550. Grab a pen and write that down now. Because first-time callers go to the front of the line, and I have a prize package from MyPillow that is randomly, I have a number written down here, Kevin. When we get to this number, and that caller calls in as a first-time caller, we're going to say, what's your address, and send you a little gift pack of sheets and towels in your choice of colors.
Exactly right.
That'd be like a couple hundred dollars in value that, by the way, you can buy right now at MyPillow.com for the lowest prices ever. 60% off both the sheets and the towels right now. Great deal from our friends at MyPillow. And, of course, Mike Lindell, tireless warrior, fighting for election integrity. And look what's happening in Wisconsin.
Guess what, folks?
Everything you were told was crazy and nuts and wacko just keeps coming true. Can I give you a couple examples?
Yes.
Hunter's laptop. The New York Times even had to say, we verified these emails.
Oh, yeah.
And this stuff is real. And all the things that people were canceled for. I mean, the New York Post, a legitimate news organization, did some incredible investigation on this. We had on this program the guy that actually was the source for that, that got a hold of the laptop and was the source for the New York Post, right? So legitimate news organization, their reporters, they put this out there. Facebook and Twitter said, no, you're banned. Shut them off. Now, coincidentally, all this is happening when? Right before the November election. Isn't that a surprise?
Curious, yes, very curious.
Oh, I can't even believe this. So, everything you heard prior to the November 2020 election about Hunter's laptop, now even the New York Times has to say is true. And meanwhile, if you took the New York Post story and you shared it, they were canceled, you were canceled. So another example of just how evil big tech is and how much they had their thumb on election integrity. Wisconsin, there's nothing to see here. This is crazy. This is crackpot stuff. Nothing there. Oh, I guess it is true. Wait a minute.
Texas, too?
Yeah, one by one. One by one.
50,000 mail-in ballots rejected because they got the new law in place. So, bravo, Texas.
Right, because they actually said we need election integrity.
Yes, we need the states.
Right,
we're saying. Every state where this happened, it has to get fixed.
Let me give you a little bit of positivity on this Friday.
Beautiful.
Because it's impossible not to see brick by brick everything we care about being undone by this regime that's in control. It's impossible. You can't. If you breathe. In, out, as your heart beats, you've got to look at this and say, what is going on? How can you not, right? How can you not look at this and say, what is going on? But guess what? There's also an awakening happening. There really is. And these frauds are being found out. So that's why the numbers right now today related to an election that is just months away in November have Republicans, conservatives, having an advantage unlike anything everybody's ever seen in the people that track this, okay? So a tsunami is coming in November, okay? Guess what else? A tsunami of truth is happening. Because brick by brick, they're finding this stuff out. Hunter's laptop is a good example. Election integrity is another example. So imagine a Republican House and Senate who I think has got the message loud and clear. You can't squander your majorities anymore, or we'll take you out one by one. We'll just, you know, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. They'll be held accountable to actual accountability on these things, okay? And that's very important. I mean, I've not had a conversation with anybody that wants our vote in November to say, if you have the Republican majority, what will you do with it? What's your plan? And the one thing I hear is accountability, being very, you know, oversight, all of these things. We need to get to the truth on every single one of them. Once we do, I think the Biden-Harris regime is over. I really do. I even think that the Republicans will have enough evidence to have a impeachment event be something even Democrats wish for. You know? I mean, not the swamp. They're never going to want that. Yeah. But I'm saying Democrats who actually voted for Biden now go, whoa, wait a minute. Total buyer's remorse here. Total buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
I really do. There's my little bit of positivity. Maybe it's Pollyanna, but that's what I believe. You know why? Because we do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I don't doubt all the designs that are happening, all the, you know, get your great reset, your climate action, all those things. All of that is real. I mean, these people think about this stuff and want to do this. The question is, can it succeed here? Can it actually, you know, can their little sinister plans pay off? I don't think in the end they can, Kevin. I don't.
It depends if Karen gets her way kind of deal, you know.
Who's Karen? You better explain who Karen is.
You get into the woke, wishful thinking mentality that we're dealing with, and I don't think the majority of any rational human being thinks that way in any way, in any numbers.
So not everybody's reported what the New York Times is reporting on the Hunter laptop. You need to know that's happening. Not everybody's reporting on what just happened in Wisconsin. You need to know more about that. We'll touch on each of these in greater detail as we go throughout the show, but I do really want to get to the callers today because it's Open Phone Friday. It's a Radio Graffiti Day, so whatever's on your mind, you got a minute, you take it and go. One other story I do have to talk about.
And make sure you don't ask us how we're doing. We're both doing great. We're having a great Friday, so that's covered.
Get right to whatever you want to say. Yeah.
Get right to it. Yep.
Not that we don't like, you know, small talk with our fine listeners.
We hope you're great, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's your minute. Just go. Just go and say whatever needs to be said. And we're not going to interrupt. We're not going to answer questions or anything for a full minute. You know, there's a standards of decency here.
Get
so if you go places that is obviously not places you go, you will be interrupted. But other than that, you got a minute, and then we can chit chat after if you want to. One other story that again has not gotten anywhere near the attention it has, and that's this trans swimmer Leah Thomas, winning an NCAA title. So I have a question that I'm going to throw out today. To the audience in the Radio Graffiti. If you want to talk about something else, feel free, but if you want to answer this question, I'd like to know. First of all, I assume most people have followed this, but this has been a debate because she was winning all these titles. I don't know. This is someone who was not winning as a man and then had obviously some issues, decided that she wanted to be a woman, and now is winning titles. Is that fair for someone that was born as a male, biologically as a male, decided that wanted to change their gender, and now is competing in the NCAA?
As a woman, being allowed in the pool with biological women, this is a man that thinks he's a woman, you know. And again, I have no problem with the RuPauls of the world. You want to live that life, get a TV show, fine, but do not think that you actually are a woman and have the same physical setup to have a level playing field when you get in the pool, when you get on the court, when you get on the track. This is completely ridiculous.
Do women's sports matter, do you think, Kevin?
Not to the NCAA.
Now,
not to Penn.
I never agree with USA Today because it's just one more corporate media thing. But they have an opinion piece out today that says trans swimmer Leah Thomas winning the NCAA title should spark legitimate debate, and then they go on to say not hate. Here's the deal: this whole separate issue of someone born with one gender deciding another is not something that I even want to debate. It's happening. People are making that
absolutely.
Decision. And it's America, so
And that's fine,
right? That's not this debate. The debate is whether someone born as a male, in this case, a competitor in a male sport, that decides that they are going to go over here, and that we, in the name, and here's I think the real issue, Kevin. Don't you think this is about not wanting to offend anybody? This is about not being able to say, well, time out. You've made a decision, that's fine, but you can't come over here and compete here.
Well,
here's my question.
Yeah, go ahead. I just have one quick point.
Go ahead. You say you're...
The word transgender, the trans part of that is transition. They talk about, I transitioned. I'm in the middle of my transition. And in their mind, it manifested that they're actually turning into a woman. Turning it that all of a sudden I could give birth if I wanted to. I get my monthly, all of the things that women do, that biological women deal with. All of a sudden, in his mind, he's transitioned that he's now great. All of that.
Again,
well, and
great.
He's not. But yeah, we let him get in the pool and think that he is.
Right.
It is.
And the question
you're
I
not
have
transitioning
for the audience today is the one a friend of mine asked me earlier this morning. What do I tell a teenage daughter? How do I explain this? So that's my question of the day. How would you answer that? How would you explain this?
Ooh.
Okay. Tell us. 2580550. Let's go on Radio Graffiti. Call us now. 2580550.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? I mean, open borders. We don't even have time to talk about open borders, the invasion of the U.S., because of all the other things that are going on, trying to, you know, manage your finances with spending gone crazy, causing inflation and mandates and lockdowns. And I mean, there is something you could do, though. There really is. You buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. And there has been one company willing to do that with you since 2012. It's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And broad nationwide coverage, same towers as all the other major carriers. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. Or call 972-PATRIOT. And you get a free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Plus, special discounts for veterans and first responders and multi-line accounts. I'd encourage you to do this. Just call them because they have a wonderful customer service crew. They're all U.S.-based. They help you every step of the way. Call you back. Ask you if you got it figured out. If not, can I help you do it? They're just great. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Back on What's on Your Mind. And to the calls we go. Here is the rules today. We don't normally have rules. You know, just get, people get the drill. Got a question, got a comment, call the show, right? 258-0550. Friday, Open Phone Friday, we had a little fun with Radio Graffiti, meaning just call with whatever's on your mind. 1 minute, 1 minute only, lay it on us, okay? And first-time callers go to the front of the line. We have a lucky first-time caller this hour that's going to win a prize. My Pillow prize. So, randomly selected by the number I've selected right here. So you call us. First-time callers on What's on Your Mind. Rick is on the road and is a first-time caller. Hello, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Scott. This is a first-time caller. It's me and my mom are driving down to go to a funeral. And we're listening to the program, and my mom's in her late 80s, and I'm in my 50s, and we're thinking, how do I explain this to my kids, too? My younger kids that are 9 and 10, and trying to define what is an acceptable way to explain that, you know, how can a man become a woman and a woman become a man? You can be physically a man yet, but you identify as a woman. But how do you, I don't want to say sell it. That sounds really a bad way to say it.
Right.
No.
So, all right.
Did your mom come up with something, Rick?
No. Mom, did you?
No, I think, I don't know how I'd explain to my grandkids. I need them.
Hell,
it's not right. I'd say not right.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Moms just know because it's not right.
Right.
And it's so obvious it's not right.
Oh.
And again, this person had asked me this morning, I thought, that's a great question. And I said, the only thing I can come up with is, this is so obviously wrong, as Mom says there, Rick, this is not right, that it is going to, I mean, again, this movement just continues to demand more and more, and in the name of not wanting to offend anybody, we end up in a really dumb place that is just basic, simple, not fair, that I think enough people are going to recognize this, and it will end. I mean, it will die of its own weight, is my thought, Rick. It really is. Have you got an answer, Rick, on how you'd answer?
No. Well, you know what? The answer is you can't have a man compete as a woman and vice versa. They're two physical different bodies and abilities, so There are differences. God created two different beings, a male and a female. And I hate to say it, but it's cut and dried.
Yeah, exactly. Why is that point even being argued? Why is that somehow up for debate? That's just what's mind-boggling to me.
What it is, though.
It is. Like,
how we got here doesn't really matter because, again,
I know.
It's now gotten to the point of absolute ridiculousness, and
it is.
It's time to wake up. Love the call, Rick. Thank you. Say again.
We're just driving down, shaking our heads. So,
yeah. Hi, Mom.
You're not alone. Yeah, Rick and Mom. Thanks for calling. That's awesome, and appreciate
you. You know, Scotty, think about this.
In.
If you've been watching March Madness, the center for Gonzaga is a young man named Chet Holmgren, who's 19 years old. He's 7'1". He's 190 pounds. Imagine tomorrow that young Chet wakes up and he thinks he's a woman. He's going to put makeup and a dress on, and he's going to start going through the transitioning therapies and everything. But he's going to play basketball for the Lady Zags. And how would that go? What if Mikhail Baryshnikov wanted to join your daughter's dance team? Where does this stop?
This is why we're asking the question. A concerned grandparent on line 4. Hello, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. About your topic, if we realize, I just found out how much of this is going on in our schools in Bismarck and Amanda, that there are these kids that are walking around, think they're dogs, think they're cats, guys that think they're women and vice versa. And I just found out they can carry that little, whatever, flag, I got a word for it, but that little flag up there. And a friend of ours had an American flag in his pocket, and they made him take it out. He says, you cannot carry that. But the other students can wave these flags around in the classrooms and the lunchrooms, and are getting by with it. And they can be called whatever they want, and the teacher call them that. And this is right local in our middle schools in Bismarck and Mandan. And I think a lot of the problems is the teacher situation, but even with the parents. How many of these kids come home alone and are always by them, or 90% by themselves, watch all this crap that's on TV, on their laptops, on all this stuff that gets pushed into their brains, and there's nobody to tell them what's right and wrong no more.
Well, I do empathize with educators in this environment, and sadly, there's way too much, again, don't want to offend anybody, and that woke agenda is creeping in, but, you know, there's a lot of good teachers out there, and they got to be doing the same thing you're doing and just shaking your head. Again, that flag okay, the U.S. flag not okay, there's nobody listening to this program that thinks that's okay. There's no sense of, I understand why somebody would do that. None. Makes no sense. And it's just flat wrong.
And it happened right here in our local school.
Yeah.
And another thing we had heard, if there's two so-called lesbians or gays, whatever it is, called, they can kind of like be making out in school and nothing is said. But if it's a male and a female, they'll get corrected. They can't do it. Now,
that's absolutely wrong. That's a disruption. That's wrong. That is you're 100% right. And the parents know about this in the school that's happening. Because, you know, I mean, I was called to the principal's office many times for something nowhere near that. And guess what? Mom and Dad found out every time. So the behavior then doesn't continue. I mean, that's just wrong. Unbelievable. Are you a first-time caller?
I know it. No. You've called
the show before. Okay, good. All right, well, I'm just keeping track of the numbers here, but I appreciate your call very much. Thank you, and share your frustration, no doubt about it. Warren in Williston, Jeff in Jamestown are the next two to go. Others behind them. Here's the number, 258-0550. 258-0550. It's open phone Friday, so whatever's on your mind. You decide what topic is. I do have a question of the day, and that's how do you answer for what's happening in the NCAA in swimming with a woman who's now a man winning a title. How do you explain that to kids? What's your answer for that? And what's the remedy, I guess, too? 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. We'll continue after this short timeout. Don't go away. Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To tell us what we need to hear on any and all topics today on What's On Your Mind in the first hour, Senator Kevin Cramer next hour, and he'll be joined by Dan Brulette, who was the energy secretary in the Trump administration for the first half of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So we'll dig into that crazy idea of American energy dominance that the Trump administration had. Gosh, how dumb was that anyway? Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Let's make you hungry today. Fish and fries in Valley City today. Off exit 292, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is what they're all about at PetroServe USA. Harwood today has the three-piece fish fry basket. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the fish sandwich with a fried or baked chicken today. 12th Avenue, fish sandwich or chicken Alfredo. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, all the great Lenten Friday specials, fish sandwich there. Glendon has cod filet or pollock filet. Can't go wrong there. Yulin, fish sandwich, or meatballs. There you go. What's On Your Mind loves our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, lowest fuel around, lowest price fuel around. And by the way, you notice sometimes you've got a PetroServe USA store or a Valley Dairy store, and you'll see the Marathon sign, or you'll see the Senex sign, or the PetroServe USA sign. That is very wise on their part, because it means they have multiple places to buy fuel from, which keeps the prices low for you. So there's still PetroServe USA, there's still Valley Dairy stores, but even better deals on fuel. That's why you get the lowest price at the pump, PetroServe USA. Warren in Williston is the first-time caller. Hello, Warren. What's on your mind today?
Things. I think we are all saddened to see what's going on in Ukraine and the devastation and the toll it's taking on the people. And so it's obvious we want to help them by sending money and other resources. I hope Kevin and the other politicians are mindful that Ukraine is a country that Hunter Biden and I believe Joe Biden has a lot of cronies. And so it's hard to imagine that, given the amount of money that's going there, that a portion of that is not going to be skimmed off by those same people. And so I would hope somebody is not just assuming everything's going to be okay and investigating that. Secondly, with Leah Thomas, the way to answer your children or anybody else is to simply say that once there is no absolute truth, when you take God out of the picture and you say, well, the Bible has errors in it, then you have chaos, and that's exactly what's happening in our society. And so you tell your children, if you listen to what God says in his Bible, if you believe everything that's in there, then you have the truth. And so I'd encourage everybody to ask their pastor if their church believes that the Bible is true or if it has errors in it.
Yeah, bingo. Good points there. When truth can't be the guiding light of everything, you know, and it becomes this plague of relativism. you know, I'll decide what is true or not, right?
Right.
It is the it's the beginning of the end. I mean, there's just no other way. But truth remains truth, right? You can go down this path or that path, and you think of everything that's been seen under the flag, everything that's happened on this planet. You know, these things happen. They do, and I think they can also swing back rather quickly. I mean, we've swung ridiculous directions under just the last year and a few months, but it didn't start there. It didn't start there at all. It's been swinging that way for a long time. So we've got a battle on our hands, but I think we recognize that, have those kind of conversations. You're exactly right, Warren. Thanks for being a first time caller. Hope you call again. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bringing some great points. I struggle on the Ukraine thing, too, because it's impossible not to have your heart ripped out at what's happening. And I mean, there's just a human, connection to suffering to say, this is terrible. And again, we've seen this movie before, too, right? Somebody thought it was okay to wipe out an entire race and put them in mass graves and gas chambers. And we said, no, that can't happen because if that person continues to do that. So, you know, there's definitely a role for us here, and I think we found that, and I think everybody agrees with that. At the same time, there's a lot of, sort of like worrying about your neighbor's yard when your yard's a mess, you know? And our yard's a mess, Kev.
It's a mess. Great analogy.
We're being invaded, at the borders. We have runaway inflation, and we're printing money, and so we've got to balance this. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, don't worry. We're send a bunch of MiGs over somewhere, and somebody will fly them. We're wishing and hoping that there'll be gas in them, and that those people will actually know how to fly them. I mean, you're
giving
the
tools
wish.
To defend themselves. Yeah. But my point is,
no
empathy,
question.
Yes, care, yes, prayers, yes, 100%. But
yeah,
all right, first time callers, front of the line, 258-0550 today. Give us a ring on what's on your mind, Jeff in Jamestown. You're next.
I don't know why this swimmer thing is such a big deal. The Olympic Committee should have manned up. Listen, unless he's got a pair of ovaries, he goes in the man's class.
Thank you.
And if he doesn't want to be there, well, then we'll give you the third lane. You compete against yourself. You're not hurting his chances. You'll compete in this class because you're not a woman. Let's get the doc in. No, this is not a woman. If he wants to change, I got no problem with that. But his decision to change life is affecting other people who are just trudging along.
Very good.
Needs to be on his own. Number two, you're right. Our house is a mess here. And so my Congress, besides campaigning every day and pointing fingers, I'm glad they got that daylight saving times thing done. Are you serious?
Well, you can walk and chew at the same time where there's other things as well, but I definitely think that's not the number one priority. I'm amazed the amount of people that want that change, though. I don't know. I've just kind of baked it in the cake, I guess.
Well, to me, it's been stupid from the start. All it is so guys can golf later at night. It doesn't help on the farm. It isn't a safety issue. It's a bunch of crap. But, hey, so it goes. And the last thing, apparently drilling's ramping up quick. There's 200 rail cars for frac sand that sat here for 2 years that I drive by every day are gone. So
well,
don't
good.
Tell me they can't ramp up. I don't know who they're BSing, but it's not me. Okay.
Well, no, they can ramp up. But the point is that the market right now, number one, is against it. Number two, do you know that we've got like 5,300 permits we're waiting to be granted on federal lands? And, Jen Psaki sits there and says, oh, we got all these leases out there. They think you're so dumb that because they have a lease, well, then once the lease is issued, then you apply for a permit to actually drill on the lease, and they're not approving those. So they have their hand on the scale against us.
Wait a minute here. I keep hearing the oil companies having tough times. Now they're worried about the tax structure that may kick in. Yet in my mailbox every other day, we're up to offering $11,000 an acre to buy mineral acres on what was previously considered desert territory up there. So they're throwing money around just like they always did. I don't want to hear how tough they got it because they're looking to grab all they can, and there is thousands of acres of private land.
Well, you should know the federal land does affect the private lands as well, because if you straddle it, you can't do it. Second of all, buying acreage is very different than drilling and deciding to invest the dollars into it.
No.
I mean,
no, and that baloney about drilling next to federal land. Why? How can they drill on federal land then? But they can siphon my oil off and I get less. there's a little, you better check the money angle out just a little bit more. You're not getting the whole picture.
Okay? Here's my point, though, Jeff. The entire stock market, the entire public markets have said, if you don't do this, you cannot do that. They do not reward drilling more. They do not reward more progress. So if your capital comes from a stock that does not reward you but actually punishes you if you drill more, you got a big problem. A big problem. So you're talking big, but you're not understanding the basic framework. Second of all, you've got an administration who does not want domestic energy. They don't want this industry to do more. They're begging others. I think you're pointing the fingers at the wrong guy.
No, wait a minute. One more thing, then. If I'm truly worried about money and making money, I should take a high dollar and buy all the Venezuelan oil I can find, because it's cheaper by far than drilling here. If you want to go down to dollars and cents. Okay?
I'm not connecting your point to what I just
made.
With
the high dollar and the low value real, Venezuela doesn't have the real. I forget their currency. But with the high U.S. dollar, and it's high right now, you can buy offshore oil cheaper than you can drill it here. That's
but if I don't have acreage there, that doesn't make any sense, though. That's a whole different process. I'm just saying the woke public markets, where you get your capital from to drill. You're saying they can drill all they want. It's drill all they want. Well, if they increase production, they're punished. They have less capital to do it with. So that's a big problem, number one. Number two, you have an administration that's saying no, 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 no at every turn. So I'd love to think this is possible. By the way, later today, Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and Senator Kevin Cramer are hosting an event. I think Bloomberg is streaming it live. And the very question is, in this environment, how do you get more capital to drill when we need more? So these are not easy issues, but I appreciate your passion for it. I'm the same boat, Jeff, I am. Lori and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Lori.
Yes, I wanted to comment on your question, how to respond to your children regarding the transgender issue. What I tell my children, and they understand, is based on the Bible, the scripture says that a man is a man, a woman is a woman, and anything other is a sin. And that, you know, they may run into people that tell them otherwise, but that is the truth. And that's what you need to base your decisions on. And they do. I think that the associations, whatever sport it is, that parents need to stand up for their kids in these sports and refuse to let them participate. And if everybody came together and did that, stood up to the coaches, if they're allowing this, and whoever's sponsoring it, and say, no, we're not competing then there's nobody to compete with. That would get somebody's attention. And also, speaking up to senators and congressmen, and just in general, on the abomination that's going on in our White House, is the treasonous acts that the Obama administration and the Biden administration that are jointly taking down our country, and we're watching this happen. People need to be calling their congressmen, not just once, senators, congressmen, the White House, and demanding that they turn this around or get them out now, not 3 years from now. I think it's impeachable what they're doing to our country, and we need to stop standing by and just, oh, well, we can't do anything.
Well, I couldn't agree with you anymore, Laura. It is definitely impeachable, right? Again, your kindergartner could figure that out, just like a kindergartner could say it's wrong for a boy to say, I'm going to compete in girls' sports and wins, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's even too silly to say third grade, but when you say it's impeachable with Democrats controlling Congress, it's not impeachable to them. So there is, you know, and that's why I said earlier, I believe once Republicans take control, Democrats are even going to agree, please get rid of these knuckleheads. They're awful.
Number,
I appreciate the call.
Yep.
President Trump's big rally happened this past Saturday in South Carolina, and only one major news network covered this rally live. That's Newsmax. That's why I watch Newsmax all the time, with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bowling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. Millions are tuning into Newsmax every day. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. With so much happening, Ukraine, the danger of a global war under Biden, and those exploding oil prices, you need to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join the Trump List by texting the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big announcement about 2024. Again, text the word ZONE to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should start watching it today, too.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape.
What's on your mind?
Said, hey,
Kevin Flynn doing a little Milli Vanilli on that, weren't you? You were singing right along.
Country band, we used to do that song.
You did, huh?
Because the chicks dig it, you know.
Kevin is hours away from vacation time.
Yeah, we're taking the senior on his senior trip this spring. So,
oh, that's fun.
He wants to surf in the ocean, so we're gonna fulfill that little early wish list item. And I might be checking in with you next week.
I want some California stories.
Stories. Well, yeah. Belly of the Beast in Los Angeles. So we'll see how it goes.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
And by the way, Kevin's son. George, that he is taking on that senior trip. I think it's a great story about it, that he's an incredible basketball player, done a great job, and definitely could be playing college ball somewhere and said, nope, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a mature young man right there.
Yeah, you know? he really wasn't recruited heavily, but same. You know, I'm just kind of done. He had a great high school career, and he's ready for the next chapter.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the callers here, waiting to weigh in. Philip, you're next on What's on Your Mind from Horace, North Dakota. Philip, lay it on me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to call. I got to disagree with you on a few things, Scott. You know, in my opinion, the people that are pushing for the war in Ukraine are the same people that are pushing the trans agenda. I call it the trans industrial complex. The GOP ran Bruce Jenner in California, Scott. And, you know, Zelensky is being just as dishonest. We're supposed to believe that his country can beat Russia, the fourth largest military in the world. And, you know, we might be able to, but, you know, just recently, India is not going to sign on with these sanctions. Most of our pharmaceuticals are made there. So your listening audience, I don't think is getting the full picture here. And I don't think we should support war at all. And I think most of the world doesn't. But I think Ukraine ought to surrender. And I don't think there should be any more, you know, brother wars between Europeans.
Appreciate your call. By the way, lucky first-time caller you are today, because you have called in the perfect time to be our lucky MyPillow winner, Phil. So two things.
Oh,
one.
No. I have plenty myself. Thank you.
You're declining?
I appreciate it, though.
I've got a set of sheets and a set of towels. Do you have those?
I really don't need anything. I really appreciate it, though, Scott. Please give it to someone who needs it.
I will give it to the next caller on your behalf, Phil.
Pay it forward. There you go.
You know what? He's paying it forward today. That's fantastic. Appreciate the call. I would also say on Zelensky being delusional that he can actually defeat Russia. I think he's defied Ukrainians themselves, even beyond the Ukrainian military apparatus, have moved mountains. This was supposed to be done in a matter of days. I mean, members of the highest levels of intelligence in this country were saying it's going to be awful, it's going to be terrible. They're not saying that anymore, so I'd wait to see how this movie ends. Cheryl in Bismarck, it's really your lucky day because you're a first-time caller, number one. And number two, our friend Phil and Horace just paid it forward to you. So don't hang up, because at the end of this, I'm going to get your address and we're going to send you some sheets and pillows from MyPillow as a first-time caller today, okay?
Okay.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't heard about the status of the North Dakota farmer who's imprisoned in the Ukraine, and I'm wondering if you have heard.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if it was last Friday that we got an update from Senator Kramer on that or not. I know Senator Hovind and Senator Kramer have been putting up fairly regular updates on this, and you know, their plea was to get him out of this detention facility prior to the invasion. Didn't get any headway with that. So now the efforts are still underway. So I've only heard that they are trying, and they're trying different angles, and that he is less safe today than he was prior to this chaos. Some of the Ukrainian prisons have been emptied to get more people involved in the battle. But Senator Kramer is going to be on next hour. I'll add this to the list and ask him for an update for you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we've got a dog in this fight. We really do. There's no doubt about it. So hang on, Cheryl, and make sure you tell you can go to MyPillow.com while Daniel grabs the call here, and just pick out the colors you want. Okay, you need the size of the sheets and the colors for the sheets and the towels. Okay. And if you just give me your information, we can call you back and get all that figured out, too. So just get Cheryl's number, if you would, Daniel. Tom in Hazleton, last call. You got about a half a minute. Got to cut you short here on our time, on our clock. But go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I've got my nephew had a simple solution for the gender debate. And there, after this, I don't think there should be a debate. But he grew up in the sale barn, pretty much. And at the age of eight, he was always teased by this cattle buyer that, oh, you're a girl, you know. So one day he just got really fed up with it. So unfortunately, he dropped his whip and he unbuckled his pants And he pulled him down and he exposed whatever he had. And he said, well, God dang it. Now, Henry, if this ain't what we're looking for, here it is. So he closed the debate that he was, that he knew what he was just by self-examination. So.
Yeah, unfortunate that he had to go to that level. What a jerk the guy was, obviously.
Yeah.
Interesting response from an 8-year-old.
When you grow up in a tail barn, you kind of get...
You're up for a little rough and tumble. Yeah, there you go. Probably not the first time it's happened.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.